The Gemara, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, teaches us that Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted Shehei Yoim Hanaf Kulay Asur. The halacha is that they brought a carbon omer on the second day of Pesach, and after they brought the carbon omer, we were allowed to eat from the chadash, from the new grain. In a world where there is no Beis HaMikdash, we're allowed to eat from the new grain, Tezayin Nissan, the second day of Pesach in the morning. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, people will become accustomed that they always ate the chadash, the new grain, the second day, Tezayin Nissan, in the morning. But in Mitzvah Shem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, for which we hope and pray will be immediately, so this year it'll be a Beis HaMikdash. And we can't eat from the chadash immediately in the morning. We have to wait until they bring the carbon. And therefore, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, never should the chadash be eaten until Tezayin Nissan passes. Then we know that even at the time when there'll be Beis HaMikdash, no one will come to eat the chadash before the right time. And the Gemara continues over there to discuss when and where, what is the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's concern based on? When will this new Beis HaMikdash be built? And the Gemara says, the concern is if the Beis HaMikdash is built on Tezvav Nissan. So, asks Rashi, if Tezvav Nissan is Pesach, we're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, so why should we be concerned that that's when the new Beis HaMikdash will be built? So Rashi answers that a Beis HaMikdash that's built by us, indeed, we're not allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos, we're not allowed to be Mechalel Yontif to build a Beis HaMikdash. But the next Beis HaMikdash that we're going to have is going to come down from Shemayim or built. It won't involve our intervention in our building, and therefore that won't be an issue. So the Ragged Shover and the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Sha'arim ask a question. In our parasha, the Torah says, V'osli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Isn't there a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? And how will we be deprived of that mitzvah? So they both say that particularly when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, the point is not building the Beis HaMikdash. The point is having a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the point of a Beis HaMikdash is that it should serve as a model to us how we're supposed to live. And that doesn't come because we build a Beis HaMikdash. That becomes because we have a Beis HaMikdash. The Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph, Perek Dalet, after discussing what a human being is, what a person from Klal Yisrael is, and what he represents, he says, Ulazois Harei, Kivade Ike HaKadosh HaMikdash. The main point of the Beis HaMikdash, V'shriyash Chinoso Yisborach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling amongst us, it's not the Beis HaMikdash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu primarily dwells. Hu HaAdam, the person, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. Shemiskadish Otzmai Kuroi became a mitzvah kulan. If a person lives his right life properly with the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, Shem Tluim Gamkein B'Shorshin HaElyon, every time a person does a mitzvah, what he does is he has a profound influence on the entire world, this world, and in Shemayim. The Pirkei Avari Kshira Koyma Kaviyocha Shekal HaOlam Es Kulam. The person is the, by acting the way he's supposed to act, and the influence that has on the entire world, says the Nefesh HaChaim R'chaim V'lozhenar, Ashu Atzmai Hu HaMikdash Mamish. The person becomes the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'soichai Hashem Yizbaruch Shmai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on that individual. K'ma Shekosev, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem Heima. Heima, we are the Heichel Hashem. U'k'ma Marm Zal V'shachanti B'soicham. B'soichai Loi Nemar, Ela B'toicham. B'toich Liboi Shekol Echav Echem Yisrael. The Shechin is in every one of us. And that's why he continues saying the Gemara Masech the Ksubis Daf Hei Omen Aleph teaches us Gedoylim Masa Tzadikim. What Tzadikim accomplish is Yoysim Mas Shemayim V'aretz, greater than anything else in the creation of the world. Dila B'Masa Shemayim V'aretz Ksiv Af Yodai Yaz de Aris Vimina Tavcha Shemayim. Vila b'maseim shatzadikim k'sim mikdash Hashem kana yudecha. What is done min Hashemayim is only one hand, and this represents two hands. And that's what the pasuk says. K'chol hashnim, in this week's parasha, k'chol hashnim mara yisrach estavnus hamishkim estavnus kalkelov v'chein tasu. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klai Yisrael, this is what you should do in the base, in the building base of Mikdash. And on the words Kain Tasu, so should you do, Rashi adds, the Kain Tasu Ladoiris, so should you do in all future generations. A very difficult Rashi. The Kain Tasu Ladoiris, there is no Beis HaMikdash Ladoiris, unfortunately. There is no Beis HaMikdash for the future generations. What does Rashi mean by saying the Kain Tasu Ladoiris? What Rashi means to say is that the Kain Tasu Ladoiris, that even when there will be a time when unfortunately there is no Beis HaMikdash, the Chayin Tassu L'Doiris, what the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to accomplish, can continue even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Because each one of us can become the Beis HaMikdash. Each one of us, by living our lives the way we're supposed to live, become a Beis HaMikdash. And the Cheshiv Sofer takes this concept a step further. The Pasuk says, K'chol HaShneimara Oyscha, says the Cheshiv Sofer, what does it mean, K'chol HaShneimara Oysach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu as a model. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, and look at the way how Moshe Rabbeinu lives his life, and how Moshe Rabbeinu acts. V'chein Tasu, K'chol HaShneimara Oysach, use Moshe Rabbeinu as your model, as your inspiration of how to live, and then V'chein Tasu L'Doiris, that's the way a Jew is always supposed to live. Then you will have accomplished V'asul Mikdash. And that's why he points out that the Medrash on this Pasuk of Yichuli Truma quotes the Pasuk, Ki lechach toiv nosati lachem terasi ata zayvu. And of course the question is, what is the connection between that Pasuk that speaks about Torah, terasi ata zayvu, to the Pasuk of Yichuli Truma? So he says, once we've established K'chol HaShneimara Oysach, that the Pasuk is telling us, use Moshe Rabbeinu as the model of how to live. What made Moshe Rabbeinu great? How did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Torah that he learned and because of the Torah that he taught. Says the Pasuk, K'chol HaShneimara Oysach, use Moshe Rabbeinu as your model. And someone will ask, well, how can I use Moshe Rabbeinu as a model? Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is, Tarosi al tazoivu, kilekach toivu. You learn Torah. You teach Torah. You live your life by Torah. Then you could be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he also says, the Pasuk says, v'yichu li truma. And many Mefarshim ask, shouldn't the Pasuk have said, v'yitnu li truma? What does the Pasuk say, v'yichu li truma? So the answer is, because we think of building a Beis HaMikdash, of the Yitnu, that we're giving donations to the Beis HaMikdash. That isn't the primary goal of the Beis HaMikdash, that we should build a Beis HaMikdash, which will be built by our donations. The primary goal of the Beis HaMikdash is the Yichuli, that this Beis HaMikdash that's being built should serve as an inspiration. The Yichu, you should take that Truma. You should take the Beis HaMikdash that's being built by that Truma, the Yichu, and it should inspire you that how to live, and that you, and each one of us, as the Nefesh Chaim says, can become the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not the building of the Beis HaMikdash which is critical. What's critical is the inspiration that the Beis HaMikdash represents, that it represents, it's a way for us to live a different life. And as the Nefesh Chaim says, a life that we have tremendous hashpa and influence and bring bracha to this world and all of the worlds through living a life of Kedusha.